How we doing? It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, well, Rocket can. Five questions, five answers. Let's not even waste five more seconds. We call it onside, offside. Hot take, Hickey. Hit it!
Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside. Defense number 69.
It's Onsides, Offsides with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio.
Let me tell you about a story. All right, what do you got for me?
All right, Zach, college football right around the corner, and the 2022 college football broadcast team for Fox is set to debut a week from Thursday. That game will be Penn State-Purdue at Purdue.
Too bad that's not a happy valley. Too bad.
That would be a shame because a very familiar face will be on campus in Bloomington and also will be part of Big Noon Saturday each and every single weekend. That is the Fox pregame show. That will be Urban Meyer. Remember last year he took the do we say he took the season off to coach the Jaguars? Is that fair to say?
I don't even think you want to acknowledge that he coached the Jaguars anymore because he put zero effort into that. Like, if I'm Urban Meyer, I would say when people go to jail, like, oh, I went away or I graduated and now I'm back. That's what I would do. I would not even mention that you were the coach of the Jaguars because you were just brutal there. Terrible. It was like you were trying to get fired to get back to Fox.
I mean, at the end, it did look like it was that was a goal for sure. So the three-time national champ head coach, he was on the show for 2 years, 2019, 2020, before he pulled the Tom Brady, took a sabbatical for the 2021 season. Now, the pregame show for Fox.
Hey, pulled the Tom Brady, took a sabbatical. Brady was gone for a month and didn't disgrace anything or anyone.
Well, he just took a week off. You know, well, he took a, you know.
Oh, you took a 10-day
thing. Yeah, just, you know, Brady took a vacation.
Urban took money from the Jaguars.
Urban, right.
And then started to kick a kicker and just be a complete jackass and then get to the Urban Meyer Pint House after not flying back with his team and dance with someone that was not his wife.
One big colossal cluster, you know what.
Yeah. By the way, Jane Alaska said he doesn't support liars and cheaters. I guess then Jane Alaska doesn't support Fox bringing back Urban Meyer.
I guess not. That is for sure. It's interesting. This year, the pregame show will be on the road each and every Saturday. Onside or offsides, Fox made the right call in bringing Urban Meyer back.
Wait. They're on the road each and every week
this
year? That's
right. It's going to be a college game day-esque setup each and every weekend. On the road, pregame show, leading into the big noon kickoff.
Has Fox explored to fans now bringing signs? Because they may want to ban signs this year because those college students, and deservedly so, are going to go after Urban Meyer.
I'm sure there'll be a few chants, especially if you go to Michigan for a game. Ohio State's probably going to be fine, but you know, other Big Ten
schools.
Ohio State
will be more than fine. They still love that guy. They think he did nothing wrong at Ohio State.
Penn State. Michigan State, Wisconsin. Yeah, go to those schools. That'd be fun.
Now, it's not comparable, but when the Jaguars fans were ironically, the Jaguars fans were chanting, "You sick bleep," to Deshaun Watson, I wonder what the college students, when they're on their 13th Natty Light by 8:30 a.m., are going to be chanting when Urban Meyer gets ready to the big chair for Big Noon Kickoff on Fox.
Definitely have to get creative. I'm trying to, nothing comes off the, you know, top of my head right now. I'll think. I'll get back to you. I'll give some advice to the college kids.
Oh, is that going to be a home run? It is! Vogel back! 3-2 now. Mets make a little dent into that 3-0 Yankees lead. Anyway, your question was, Fox made the right call in bringing Urban Meyer back. Urban Meyer was actually good on television. But imagine Urban Meyer now talking about discipline or lack of control or going after a college kid if he did something stupid off the field. Yes, he's a great college coach. He's also a great pain in the ass. And he's also a hypocrite. And he's a liar. Kind of loses credibility. Fox, though, is saying, we don't care. We want the biggest names on that show. And I will say, the Fox pregame show is phenomenal. When you have Leinart, Brady Quinn, Reggie Bush. Who's the name of the studio host? I always forget his name.
Rob Stone.
Rob Stone. I think he does a really good job. Very underrated studio guy. So underrated, I didn't even remember his name. What happened to Stoopsy? Is Stoops out?
One and done. See you later. Wasn't great on TV.
I thought he was fine. Doesn't really like to criticize anyone. So.
Well, that's, you know.
But that was just in a radio interview when he joined us. So does he not work with Fox, period? Anyone?
I don't know about that, but I think he is off the pregame show. He just kept Urban's seat warm for that little sabbatical, and now he's back.
They dropped the ball here. You want to know why they dropped the ball?
Who's they, Fox?
Yeah. Wouldn't you much rather hear from...
Go Tigers.
Wouldn't you much rather hear from Ed Orgeron?
Maybe they made a run. He just said no.
Matt. Reggie. Brady. You know, there's some fine-looking women on the sideline. And I was at Josh Booty's Super Bowl party, and I was, you know, I'm single now. It was some of the greatest-looking women I've ever seen. Go Tigers.
Would Coach O be any good on TV?
Yeah.
Couldn't understand what he's saying.
When we have him on this show, isn't he good on this show?
He is funny.
He's great on this show. I think he's phenomenal whenever he joins us. And you can have like some subtitles too.
Give a raise to whoever's doing the subtitles for Fox.
Eventually, Urban Meyer is going to go back to Fox. If I was Fox, I'd have some standards though. And I would wait. Like, you could wait a year. I don't think you need to put him back on Fox this year. So I don't think Fox made the right call in bringing Urban Meyer back, so I'm going offside.
Offside!
How about you on that one?
I would agree. Like,
wait a year. Wait 2 years.
Not even that. It's like, I don't even know if...
You don't need him for that show to be successful.
No.
You could find another coach.
And it's like, how can you take anything he says seriously?
Yeah.
This, you know, you got to be more disciplined. You got to be about character. Well, it's, here you are, you know, doing X, Y, and Z.
Well, I read an article today. I think it was Dimitri from Barrett Sports Media. He's saying on the ESPN College Game Day show, it's sometimes more than football. Like, it's always a football-related story, but you do some of those really emotional pieces and inspirational pieces as well. He's saying Fox is all about football, 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 and just talking about football. And this is a move where you're just going to be talking about football. But if there's an issue that overlaps football and then doing the right thing away from the football field, it's going to be weird when Urban Meyer does opine on, let's say, those issues.
That is for sure. All right. Shams Charania of The Athletic is reporting today that the Grizzlies have become the latest team to join the Kevin Durant sweepstakes. Memphis has 5 first-round picks available. 4 of them are unprotected, plus a bevy of young players, although Shams is reporting that the Grizzlies will not include either Jaren Jackson Jr. or Desmond Bane in a trade for Kevin Durant. Now, league-wide, the Celtics are viewed to be the favorites to land Kevin Durant in part because they have the best player so far offered on the table, that is Jaylen Brown. But right now, zero momentum for any trade has been had. Onsides or offsides, Kevin Durant will be a net by opening night game 1 of this season.
Yeah, because the Rudy Gobert trade is going to set the return just out of whack. And then Mitchell, I do think, will get traded, and then the ante's going to be upped even more. I believe Durant's going to be there. I don't think he's going to finish his career in Brooklyn, but I think he will be on the Nets roster by game 1 of the season. So I'm going on sides on that one. You still agree with that?
Yes, I'm okay.
So we have not wavered off that yet.
No, sir. After taking 11 days off.
You know, we just agreed on back-to-back questions. We need to be like a contrived program and just start having you disagree just to simply disagree.
How could you say Kevin Durant is going to be a net?
Coming up next on, what is that show, Undisputed?
Fox is our best friend today.
Shannon Sharpe's going to say something, and I'm just going to disagree with it and then probably attack LeBron James' son because I hate LeBron. I'm Skip Bayless.
Drink Mountain Dew. So after taking 11 days off in the middle of training camp, Tom Brady returned to Buccaneers practice on Monday. Pro Football Network has reported that the 7-time Super Bowl winner's absence was primarily for family time as the Brady family took a trip to the Bahamas.
Bahamas. They're nice also, vacation spot.
Yeah, not bad, right?
I think like Brady would go to Greece, though, now. I feel like everyone's going to Greece now.
How about Australia? Maybe just go off the map.
I could see Brady doing some social media content with some, like, kangaroos or something.
From the Great Barrier Reef. Here I am, getting ready for the season.
And, like, some douchey hat, like some chapeau. by the way, Brady, remember earlier I said there would be a photo that would emerge of Brady on vacation?
Yes.
And how until I see one, I'm going to be skeptical. I don't. Now, this could be in Tampa, and this is not Tom Brady, but he's trying to claim it's Tom Brady. There's a guy on a motorcycle, and it's definitely not Tom Brady. But then Brady quote tweeted and wrote, wasn't on the Masked Singer last week, was wearing a mask, though, and it was a big helmet. Now, it's definitely not Brady, because if Brady was on a motorcycle, hey, this guy is too short to be Tom Brady, but that could be a contract violation. But the Bucks basically let him do whatever he wants anyway. So we've still not seen a photo yet of Brady on vacation or a video, which I find hard to believe when it's Tom bleeping Brady, not another rich person would take a photo of him at one of these resorts. Seems bizarre, unless if he rented out the entire resort. Which could be, I guess, a possibility when you have Giselle and Tom Brady money.
Yeah, I think that's...
Anyway, I'll
clear out
up.
The
Go
entire
ahead.
Bahamas island. I'm coming here for a few days.
Sorry, I got distracted there. I'm looking now at Vogelback slowly. Ooh, did a little, like, cocky dance right there. Daniel Vogelback. Kicking out the legs. That guy running. Gotta love that.
Love the confidence. Pro Football Network also reporting back to Tom Brady that the quarterback was not expected to retire during this little 11-day break slash sabbatical.
A.K.A. Hickey said that he was going to retire, and the next thing you know, Brady was like, we can't have that Colts fan be, right?
I was going to retire, but now just to spite Ryan Hickey and to back Zach Gelb, I am unretiring from retirement.
On August 18th, Ryan_Hickey3 on Twitter. Go give him a follow. You can give me a follow as well, at Zach Gelb. Shameless plug. If I were a betting man, this is from Hickey. Hot take, Hickey. If I were a betting man, hot take, Hickey, I'd bet Tom Brady retires before he plays another game. Hot take, Hickey. This absence and now lack of a definitive timeline for a return is too fishy. Hot take, Hickey. I think we've seen the last of TB12. Hot take, Hickey. Wrong take, Hickey.
Nailed that one. I may have started my Saturday morning show. You've seen the last of Tom Brady.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
how many calls did you get from people from Boston? Because we're on in Boston at that hour. And also Tampa telling you that you're just an idiot.
Not a lot of people were in agreement. There was some in agreement, but mostly disagreement. Okay. Why does Tom Brady need training?
Tick, ticky.
Blah, 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 blah.
That's a hot take.
Well, missed on that one. Onsides or offsides, though, 2022, Zach, will be Tom Brady's final season playing in the NFL.
I thought this before this vacation. He already is going to be going to Fox now. That's only goes into effect when he retires. And it's 10 years, $375 million. He walks away, then comes back. I think this is the final season for TB12 in the NFL as a quarterback and as a football player. So I will go on sides on that one.
Fox Sports is
you Jay disagree, Glazer. Though, on that, right?
No, I actually have changed my stance.
Oh, damn. I was looking for some contrived radio right there.
Yes, I think he's done after this year between the sabbatical.
You thought he was actually done.
Well, I thought he's already done.
A few days ago.
Now, you know, he can't go to the Dolphins and be the owner slash quarterback because you never want to approve that.
That would be the biggest Hickey take in the world. If you go, yeah, no, he's definitely going to retire and not going to come back. And then if I just ask you, oh, so do you think it's the final year? Oh, no, I actually think he's going to play 3 more years.
2023, guaranteed playing. Lock it up.
Flip-flop, Hickey. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, I guess you had to change your take at that point.
Yeah, that was that did not age well. That
right.
is for sure.
I'm proud of you because you usually get your heels just dug so deep in. And you refuse to change your opinion. And you change your opinion on that one. Good job by you. You're learning.
Once in a while.
One day at a time.
Now we'll try to get things right on the first try. That's the next goal. Jay Glazer, though, reported on Sunday that the Ravens have made a contract offer to Lamar Jackson that exceeds the contract Kyler Murray just received from the Cardinals. But Glazer also said that it's, quote, an uphill climb, end quote, to get a deal done before week one. Glazer cites Deshaun Watson's $230 million contract that's guaranteed as the biggest roadblock as Lamar is looking for something in that vicinity, while Baltimore reportedly doesn't want to give him that much guaranteed money. Onsides or offsides, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens will agree to a deal by week number one.
I don't think so. I'm going offside here.
Offside.
I really do believe that Lamar, I'm not saying he's not trying to get a deal done. He waited though last year. And we saw Josh Allen get paid, even though I think Josh Allen's a better quarterback, but Lamar is MVP, Josh Allen doesn't. So he can make the case that I deserve more money. And he was seeing if Baker Mayfield was going to get paid. And we know that did not happen. Now, Kyler Murray just got a deal done. Watson, like you're saying, got a deal done too. I think he may franchise tag it and then see what happens after this offseason with Burrow and Herbert. who are going to be due extensions as well or eligible for extensions. So I think he's going to wait at least another season before he actually gets a deal done. Ugh, by the way, I'm watching a video from this Mets-Yankee game.
Okay.
There's a Yankee fan, and this is not in the upper deck. This is in good seats.
First level?
Yeah, like I like sitting in the upper deck, but when you go to the upper deck, you get some rowdy behavior.
Like guys like me in there, cursing at, you know, players.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that you're that rowdy, but okay. This guy has a hot dog in his hand, no bun. Ooh. He takes the straw from his beer and pokes a hole through the hot dog, then puts the hot dog in the beer. No! And uses the hot dog as a straw to drink the beer. This is disgusting.
What?
Ew. Why do people have to dip a hot dog into beer? I thought it was weird when people would dip a chicken finger into a beer. But yes, he pokes a hole through the hot dog. Then I thought this was a cigar at first. I'm like, what the heck is he doing? This is not going to light. And then he puts the hot dog in the beer and uses the hot dog as a straw to drink the beer. This is disgusting.
That's a Yankee fan for you right there.
Yuck. How did you know it was a Yankee fan?
I'm assuming, is it?
Yeah,
it was.
I'll send you the video right now so you can see this. This is disgusting. All right, I just sent it to you. I need your live reaction on the air. This is gross.
Well, I mean, I already know what's going to happen.
But I just need to see your reaction. So Hickey's picking up his phone right now. He's looking at the video. He's smiling.
Okay, I already see like the... Oh, sorry. Let's turn this.
That's fine. There's no vulgar language. I don't think there is any.
Oh, my.
That's disgusting.
Ew. And he dips it. Ew.
Yes.
He dips the straw and like sucks out the little like piece of hot dog that got... You gotta be...
That's disgusting.
That is one of the most repulsive things I've ever seen at a stadium.
They should ban this man from the stadium. Now, he did pay for a hot dog and a beer.
There were some acts that went on at the A's game this weekend.
What happened?
That is not as bad as what we are watching.
What happened at the A's game?
Some lewd acts that the cops are investigating.
Oh, I read about that.
That is not as bad as what we just are witnessing right now.
I just saw, when I was flying back today, I saw the article. Did a couple get bored at the game? Like, first off, man, there's 1,000 people at an A's game.
If that, I was going to say, that's like pick your section night.
But did it, if I heard this story correctly, didn't the couple go to the upper deck and have a little bam chicken womp womp time? A little nookie time?
Not exactly, but there were some acts, we'll say, allegedly, of course.
Sexual acts?
Yes.
In the upper deck?
All the way, top floor.
What base?
Third base.
That PG-13.
Third base.
Oh, okay.
As you could say, that's one of the perks of having, you know, no one at the stadium.
If the man lets out like a little grunt, though, if you do that at Yankee Stadium, you may not hear it. At the A's game, you're definitely going to hear that.
Oh, they are high up. I mean.
Still, though, there's no one in that stadium. They got like 1,000 fans a game, if that.
What we're describing, again, is better than what we are watching right now.
Now, to be fair, I have not watched. Wait. What did you just say?
This is more repulsive. Watching a guy drink beer of a hot dog.
I don't think I want to watch whatever was going on at A's game. Now, I have not read the article. But can I just say something here?
Sure.
If you felt compelled to go to third base, and I'm not talking about being a player on the field, why don't you just go home?
Well, I think it's more just the thrill of just like, hey, like, you know, one of those bar stories. Guess what I did at the A's game today?
Cross that off the bucket list.
Kind of like the Mile High Club. Like, you know, there's literally no reason to.
I don't know. That's baseball stadiums can be pretty gross.
Oh, I would agree. No. But it's just more, you know, it's not just because you're in the moment. It's more just, hey, let's check this off the bucket list and let me just brag to my buddies. Guess what happened?
Yeah, I don't know. I would just go home.
You guys go to watch the game. I go play the game.
Yeah, okay. I would just go home.
And finally,
offside, by the way. I don't think Lamar's had a deal done by week one.
Offside.
I think you already played the sound. I just wanted to.
And just to reiterate.
We went off the train tracks there for a little
Trying to get back on course here. All right.
Reel it back in. You talk about hot dogs. You talk about beer. You talk about some acts at the A's game. You never know where my brain goes.
A year ago, last summer, 2021, Tom Brady was talking on HBO's The Shop about his free agency experience. Here's what he had to say.
There was a story in free agency. One of the teams, they were interested, and all of a sudden, they weren't interested at the very end. I was sitting there thinking, you're sticking with that mother... Are you serious? Tom probably had no desire to go to that team, but now it's like, why don't you want me?
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
Sure. When I look back, I'm like, I just don't... Where would have went to that team? But they said they didn't want me, and I know what that means. I know what that feels like, and I'm going to f*** you up because of that.
Few quarterbacks that were thought to be that mother bleeper as described by Tom Brady, including Ryan Fitzpatrick, Ryan Tannehill, even Jimmy G was thought to be the guy.
I always thought it was Tannehill.
Or offside. So here we go.
For the longest time, I always thought it was Tannehill.
Oh, maybe a change is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Onside or offside, Zach, Derek Carr is that MF-er Tom Brady's referring to.
I always thought it was Tannehill, but then after this Dana White story coming out, that Gruden nixed the Brady deal, and it's like if Brady went to the Raiders, I know we maybe look at the Raiders differently. They didn't have Devontae Adams. Okay, they went at Gronk and Darren Waller, but is anyone saying, wow, like this Raiders team is loaded? Like when he went to the Bucs, everyone goes, wow, how did we not see this one coming? If he went to the Raiders, I think a lot of people would have said, if Brady's Brady, he'll be fine, but that's not the greatest roster in the world. And Carr... He had a good year last year, but he's not easily a top 10 quarterback in this league without hesitation. So now I'm going to say that Derek Carr was that mother bleeper. Onsides. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
So I'm doing a further deep dive into this video of a fan using a hot dog as a straw to drink his beer at a baseball game. Sometimes people do these things for attention. There's no way this guy was doing this for attention. Because he's like doing this so innocently, has no clue he's getting filmed, and he looks just like a regular guy at a baseball game, except doing something that is absolutely repulsive. Hot take, Iggy.
What goes on at Yankee Stadium that forces fans or has them thinking, like, I'm going to do the most disgusting thing I can with food and drink? Remember a few years ago when went viral, you had one Yankee fan take a chicken nugget and dunk it into a soda?
Yeah.
Disgusting. Who would ever think to do that? Now you have Yankee fans thinking, oh, let me carve out a hot dog, put it in my beer. That's the best. Nothing tastes better than a beer with a little hot dog taste. Let me do that.
I will say.
What do you do with the soggy dog afterwards? Ugh.
Oh, no, you definitely eat the hot dog afterwards.
Oh, I'm going to...
You have to.
I would agree. I'm just going to puke how soggy that is.
If you're using the hot dog as a straw, you obviously then enjoy the taste of the hot dog and the beer together. So you then probably...
No, you definitely finish at the end.
The hot dog is marinating in the beer. You eat the hot dog. I actually am very much looking forward to Mraz's take on this on the DA show tomorrow. Because he is... What did he say? He likes dongs to the face. That's what he calls hot dogs, dogs.
His words.
Yeah.
I feel nauseous.
I could actually see Mraz defending this.
Oh, he's going to defend it for two reasons. One, because it's the opposite thing to do. And two, he's a Yankee fan.
Now, I did text Mraz this weekend, ironically. I have to find this text. And it had to do with the hot dog. There was a video. There's an account, Bleeped Up Looking Food. It's the F word. I just can't say it on the radio. It was a hot dog with ketchup, mustard, shredded cheese, chocolate syrup, and sprinkles. Would you ever eat that, Hickey? A hot dog with ketchup, mustard, shredded cheese, chocolate syrup, and sprinkles.
No, but not for the... Like, if you had no mustard, no ketchup...
But can we just be honest?
I would try it. Maybe I'd try it. If I had to, I would... I don't know. Have a bite.
I could be on an edible... And I would not even want to try that. That's disgusting.
Ketchup, mustard, cheese, chocolate syrup, and sprinkles.
That's gross. Ugh. Like, I could be as bleeped up as possible. I would not be eating that. So when I texted that to Mraz, because whenever I see bizarre food, I just text Mraz. And he goes, the mustard is the worst part of that.
Agreed.
So I guess that's Mraz saying he's okay with the hot dog, with ketchup, shredded cheese, chocolate syrup, and sprinkles. But the moment you put mustard on it, that's a violation.
If you had, I wouldn't like.
Just the look on your face. You look so flustered. You can't even process disgusting food.
I'm sick to my, like, honestly, I'm probably more sick to my stomach than I should be. I'm just so repulsed by just the action. And now we're talking about hot dogs and other gross combos. It just, nothing's sitting well right now. Ugh.
And you know what annoys me a lot about this? Now, this is not a pig in a blanket, but I say this all the time. The pig in the blanket is the great unifier in our country. It doesn't matter what your problem is. It doesn't matter if you like someone or not. You put a pig in a blanket in front of two people that can't stand one another, whether it's politics or whatever, they could bond over a great pig in the blanket. So the hot dog is very important, and it's an important part of American culture. But to ruin a hot dog and disgrace a hot dog like this by dunking it in your beer and using it as a straw, and then whatever, making like a sundae out of your hot dog for dessert, that's where you cross the line. That's where you go a little bit too far. Because who doesn't like a good hot dog? Why can't you just put ketchup or mustard on the hot dog? Maybe a little relish too. Or you know what? I'm okay when you add a little chili sometimes to a hot dog. Like, if you go to Rutt's Hut, you get, in New Jersey, you get a cup of chili, you get a well-done Frenchie hot dog. You want to dip the hot dog in the chili or put some chili on the hot dog? That's fine. But when you start putting the hot dog as a straw in a beer, or you're making a vanilla fudge sundae out of a hot dog, that's disgusting.
We rarely agree on anything food-wise.
Yeah, because your taste buds suck.
We both are in agreement on this without a doubt. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. The hot dog is fine the way it is. You don't got to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
We don't got to, you know, be dipping it in beer. The straws are great. Listen, I will say, I respect you saving the turtles. You don't use a plastic straw. You want to use the hot dog as a straw. Saving the environment. But also, let's not get crazy.
What is
here.
It? Like, I don't know if they're trying to be offensive to big people. Like, this guy was in fine shape. The girl that was at the chicken fingers in the soda, I remember she was a good-looking gal. Like, why do normal people have to be offensive to us large people who appreciate the art of a hot dog? And just the traditional hot dog. I'm offended by this.
The skinny folk are now.
I don't get offended by much, but you skinny folks that like to ruin hot dogs, shame on you.
Shame on us.
You guys are
disgraceful. Although I don't participate in that disgusting acts. There are disgusting acts on the field. Where's Joe Buck when you need him? Get him in the booth tonight.
All right, let's go back to some cheesy radio then. Why don't we? We had Lincoln Kennedy on earlier. He says it's a make or break year for Derek Carr once again. But then I said, is it Super Bowl or bust? He says he does not view the Raiders as a Super Bowl or bust team. He doesn't view them as a Super Bowl caliber team. How many Super Bowl or bust teams are there in the NFL this year, Hickey? I have a list right in front of me that I compiled. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 teams that are Super Bowl or bust. Is your list north or south of that?
South.
How many?
I think 5.
5, okay. I will give you my 8. You tell me if you agree or disagree. Buffalo Bills, Super Bowl or bust.
Totally agree.
Okay. The Los Angeles Rams, Super Bowl or bust.
I disagree.
Because they just won the Super Bowl.
Like, I get it's a failure, like, per se, but it's not, you know, not the end of the world.
No, it's different degrees of failure.
Right.
Like, if you don't win the Super Bowl this year, if you're the Rams, it's not, oh, wow, they suck.
Right.
They just won the Super Bowl a year before.
Totally agree.
But the only way they can have success this year is winning the Super Bowl.
Right, and have a more successful season than last year. Right.
Tampa Bay, Super Bowl or bust?
I'm going to say yes.
Green Bay Packers, Super Bowl or bust?
Yes.
Yeah. So there we go. Now, the Rams aren't on your list?
The Rams are not.
Okay. So then you have 2 more to go.
2 more to go.
I put the Kansas City Chiefs as a Super Bowl or bust team.
I would agree.
I put the Cincinnati Bengals as a Super Bowl or bust team.
I would also agree.
Okay, so there's your 5. Now, the 2 that I have that are not in your 5, or, well, I also have 3 because I also have the Rams. The Baltimore Ravens to me are Super Bowl or bust just because I love Lamar. They've been to the playoffs a few times and they missed the playoffs this past year. Until Lamar wins a Super Bowl, you're just always going to have people be critical of him. So you've been close the last few years. You've had a lot of competitive games and good games against the Bills and the Chiefs. It's now time to take that next step. And the other team that I have in there, and I'm surprised this team's not on your list. And I remember this was something we debated over the summer, or once they got Russell Wilson, and you have guaranteed that they're going to win the Super Bowl this year. No Denver Broncos on your list. So my eight teams, to be clear, and you give me your five. Then who are your five one more time?
I have the Bills. We're in agreement. The Bengals, Chiefs, Packers, and Bucks.
Gotcha. And I have the Bills, Ravens, Bengals, Chiefs, Broncos, Packers, Bucks, and Rams. Why aren't the Denver Broncos, who you have so arrogantly said are going to win the Super Bowl this year, not a Super Bowl or bust team?
Two reasons. Number one, Russell Wilson, new year, or a new team, I should say. Like, I think if they, if we're sitting here and they make to the AFC title game and they lose, I think that's still a successful season. Like, year one, he's still young. Nathaniel Hackett, new coaches are still, although a lot of the team is still the same, and they basically really only quarterback and head coach are different, I think still unknown. And number two, I don't think expectations for the Broncos are high. Like, I am on an island for sure in picking them to win the Super Bowl.
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
I think, right, you are down on them, and you're not
alone. Let me be clear. I'm not down on them. I still think they're going to be a 9 or a 10 win football team. I've just been basing this off of even when Brady won and then when Stafford won, there was a point of the season where things got a little bit ugly and a little bit questionable. You get a little bit ugly, a little bit questionable in the AFC West, that could be the difference of making or missing the playoffs this year with how loaded that division is.
I feel like if you took a straw poll of everyone in the media where their picks are, I would say the Broncos are more likely around third place than first or second. So it's not like expectations are high
Orlovsky
going in.
Loves them. That's a big voice.
That is, but that's one guy. You know, yeah. I feel like I've seen a lot where it's not like they're not a lot of people are very, very high.
Or Romo saying it, but
so it's like also I feel like for to be Super Bowl or bust, you need high expectations going into that year. I don't think the Broncos nationally have expectations that high.
Here's why I put them in the Super Bowl or bust conversation, and I don't think they're winning the Super Bowl this year. I don't think they're making the playoffs. When Russell Wilson got traded there, everyone crowned that move as that's the missing piece. That's the missing piece for that team. If that's the missing piece, now you could say it could see a vast improvement and it could not be a Super Bowl win this year. I get that because this team only had 7 wins last year. When you make that move, that's okay. We're going for it. That's why I put them in the Super Bowl or bust category for the Denver Broncos. It is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Coming back, we'll wrap up the show. Tell you whose stock is booming, whose stock is dooming. Please stop dipping a hot dog in a beer and using it as a straw. Disgusting.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
And you can think of O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. At Zach Gelb on Twitter, the Steelers this year will, final poll calculations, we'll give them to you right now, win the AFC North, be a wild card team, or miss the playoffs. 12% win the AFC North, 31% be a wild card team, 57% miss the playoffs. I'm going with the 57% hickey. I do not think the Steelers make the playoffs this year. They should, and I hope they will, and I'm thinking they will start Kenny Pickett, but out of the weird, bizarre chance that I'm wrong and they start Mitch Trubisky, that's going to put them in a hole. Offensive line, question marks, good wide receivers, a really good tight end, defense going to be solid. I just look at the Steelers as a 9-win team this year, and I see the AFC, you're going to need bare minimum 10 to get in. And when I look at a team like the Ravens, when I look at a team like the Bengals, the Bills, even the Colts, Tennessee, Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders, Broncos, I just think they're better than the Steelers. So I'm saying the Steelers are going to miss the playoffs. Take it yourself.
I'm with you. 58% now. Mark it up. Missing the playoffs.
No, now we got to redo all the calculations and everything. Please, come on. 6 minutes out.
The more math, the better on this show.
6 minutes out from leaving after I've been up since 5:30 in the morning because I had an early flight, and now you're trying to make me do math?
Oh, especially for a long day.
Shame on you.
Brain exhausted. More math here.
Oh, that's not going to happen. That's what I'm going to say. Hey, this is my show. Shut your mouth. That's what I'm going to say. Real quickly, I was hosting Maggie and Perloff. For Maggie and Perloff, the day when Baker Mayfield got traded to the Panthers, and you were filling in after me on my show.
And you started off that show. And now Baker Mayfield has officially been named the starting quarterback in Carolina. Surprise, surprise, not really. You said that day that Baker Mayfield was a top five quarterback in the NFC, which I disagree with. And you said the Panthers are going to be in the playoffs. As we sit here August 22nd, Baker's been named the starting quarterback in Carolina. Are the Panthers still one of your seven NFC playoff teams? Because they're not one of my seven.
I hate to say it. No.
Okay.
Nothing new with Baker.
Who are your seven?
I have the...
NFCs?
Cowboys.
Okay.
North? Packers.
Bucks.
Rams. 49ers. Cardinals. Hate to say it. I don't believe in this quarterback, but the schedule and the team, I'm going to go the Eagles.
Oh. I think the Eagles can win the division. No love for the Cardinals? Wait, did you say the Cardinals?
Cardinals, yes.
Oh, you just said the Cardinals.
Cardinals, 49ers, Eagles.
No love for the Vikings?
No love for the Vikings. Don't trust the defense, and I'm still not sold on Kirk Cousins.
Okay. You can't vehemently disagree with any of the seven you mentioned.
I like the Panthers. I don't have
the same seven. No, you love the
Christian
Panthers.
McCaffrey.
People think I'm the big Panthers fan on this show. I think it's you.
Offensive line. Ben McAdoo. I know their schedule's not
McAdoo,
not easy.
McAdoo.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the closing bell.
Another day is in the books, and we're taking stock of the sports world. It's time to find out who's up and who's down. Let's end the day right and hit the closing bell. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
Did I just see Albert Pujols left the building again?
What's hotter than scorching hot? Like white hot? Whatever it is, that's what Albert Pujols is right now.
That's
Oh my God.
So that puts him at what, 693?
Seven away.
693, yep. Yeah.
Seven away from 700.
Wow. That's crazy. I picked him up in fantasy today. He's only owned by 14% of the leagues. As I'm trying, I'm trying to get that last wild card spot in my fantasy baseball playoffs. Trying to get the best of both worlds. Give a stock up to the machine, Albert Pujols. All right, I said I was going to have one stock up. That was before I just saw the Pujols thing. Udonis Haslam. He's coming back. Yes, he still plays. He's coming back for his 20th season. Give Udonis Haslam a stock up. And we give him a stock up because if we didn't, I'd be afraid that he would kick my ass, Hickey.
Very smart man. Very smart man.
All right. Let's hear Dana White. This is Dana White to Gronk on this UFC broadcast talking about how Gronk and Brady were very close to becoming members of the Las Vegas Raiders before John Gruden said, let me tell you what, man, it's not going to happen.
I'm the one, I worked to put that deal together for Brady and Gronk to come to the Raiders. And it was almost a done deal. And at the last minute, Gruden blew the deal up and said that he didn't want him. And
whoa.
Hell broke loose, man. It was crazy, and Brady was already looking at houses, and it wasn't being said yet that Gronk was coming. So Las Vegas would have had Brady and Gronk the year that the Bucs won the Super Bowl, except Gruden blew the deal up. And there's so much story that goes along with this behind the scenes, and I was never gonna tell that story until Gronk just said it, but
And Dana, that is exactly what happened, and you just told the story.
Let me tell you what, man. John Gruden. You kidding me? Knock on wood if you're not with me. Do you understand this at all, Hickey?
Like from Gruden's perspective of why he would say no?
Other than he's just a narcissistic jerk?
No. I don't. Control freak?
Like there was all that conversation that Gruden was going to get rid of Carr, and Carr is his next-door neighbor in Las Vegas, or was at the time.
Were we joking like he's not going to even make it to Vegas? Like he bought the house, and it's like he's not
Some
even
Some people
gonna...
thought that because his contract, even now with the extension, it's easy to get out of that contract,
right.
From my understanding of the contract.
Not a lot of belief from Gruden, at least publicly.
And you didn't know you didn't know a lot was going to happen with Gruden, but McDaniels is now there. It's easy to look at it now, but even then, how would you not want Tom Brady? He's the GOAT. even back then, and now he's even more so the GOAT. Stock down to John Gruden. And finally, this idiot Browns fan who took his son, I believe, to the game and had signs that said, bleep them hoes, free Watson. You're a moron. And you're a terrible father, all right? What an idiot. And then I saw some other guy. I thought it was Photoshopped at first. And I see some other guy that's selling shirts. That's just so disgusting. It's just, there's part of me that goes, okay, if you root for Watson because he's on the Browns, that's one thing. But when you try to just throw it back in the victim's face, when this guy, according to Judge Sue Robinson, committed nonviolent sexual assault, whatever the heck that means, and this guy showed zero remorse, to bring those signs to a game or anywhere, just disgusting. Stock down to that idiot father. Give me the you idiot one, please. You got that sound effect there, Hickey?
Idiot.
Thank you.
Get back in there at once and sell.
Jackass, what a moron. That's the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Big thanks to Lincoln Kennedy for stopping by, each and every one of you. Hot take, Hickey. We won't boot you off this show, even though they booted you off the stage at that wedding for drinking, but that's fine. We'll be partying again tomorrow. See you then. We'll rock. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. We out. Bye-bye. Peace.